So, teamwork. What you need to remember, Lee, is it's a method to assess, to maintain, to monitor the knowledge, the skills, the attributes of everybody in your company. The framework allows you to measure their competencies, to make sure that your staff members have the expertise needed to add value to the business. It helps managers make informed decisions about the talent that they need to recruit and the talent that they need to retain. And that, of course, leads to successful strategies. And by identifying the specific behaviours and skills that are needed for each role, it enables you to budget and plan better for the training and the development that your company really needs. Now, the process of actually creating one, creating the competency framework, is quite long and complex, to be honest. To ensure a successful outcome, though, these are the things you have to remember, and always put these in the exam, that you have to involve the people actually doing and carrying out the roles to evaluate the real job. So, you know, really involve the people who are you evaluated in creating the competency framework and describe real behaviours. Because the increased level of understanding and the linkage between what an individual does and how well the organisation performs always makes the effort more worthwhile. And that's what you want to be talking about in the exam.